on this day with Gunners and Ally.
Time to check out what happened on this day for the 25th of March. Today, founder of America's Domino Pizzas, Tom Monahan, is 83 years old. Thanks for the pizzas, Tom. I guess he couldn't really call it Tomino's, could he?
No, it doesn't quite work, does it?
Paul Michael Glazer, the American actor and director who played Starsky in the 70s TV cop series Starsky and Hutch, is 77. Do you remember that remake they did with Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller?
Do it.
Sir Elton John, the English singer-songwriter, is 73 years old today. Peter O'Brien, the Australian actor who played Sam in The Flying Doctors, is 60. Steve Norman, the rhythm guitarist and saxophonist with UK band Spandau Ballet, is also turning 60 today. Go on, I know you want to do it.
Saxophone.
Can't help myself, sorry.
There it is. Sarah Jessica Parker, the American actress and star of Sex and the City, is 55. Someone else is turning 55 today. Colin Lane, the Perth-born Australian comedian, one half of the comedy duo Leno and Woodley. Another Perth-born comedian having a birthday today is Judith Lucy. She's 52. Ryan Lewis, the US DJ producer. I remember he had a couple of songs with Macklemore there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
He's 32, and I just want to say this one because the name's funny. Tegan Higginbotham.
Who is she?
She's an Australian writer and comedian and starred in the Aussie version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right.
Do you think she pronounced it Higginbotham?
Probably. All right, let's move along to the events. Tarzan the Ape Man, the first Tarzan talkie movie, premiered in New York City on this day in 1932.
Tarzan, what am I doing here? Alone? With you?
In 1954, From Here to Eternity won 8 Oscars at the Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and Frank Sinatra got one for Best Supporting Actor.
Colour TV sets produced by RCA began selling in the US for around about $1,000 each on this day in 1954.
That's about how much you can get one for now.
Yeah, pretty much.
In 1960, Roy Orbison recorded his first major hit song. It was this one.
Only the Lonely.
Only the Lonely.
Johnny Cash recorded this.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yep, that's the Ring of Fire. Did that on this day in 1963.
You know, it was co-written by his wife, June Carter.
I do now.
And in 1964, Chuck Berry recorded this hit.
Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
No particular place to go.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 25th of March.